Yeah, we've practiced in this and had to play in these type of conditions at different points in the year. So, yeah, anytime you can have somewhat of a situation you can simulate during practice, which might be in a game, it's always a good thing, whether it's a situational, 2-minute situation, weather, whatever it is, that's always a good thing.
Hey, Peyton, a lot's made about your relationship with Adam Gibbs. Can you describe your relationship with Coach John Fox and how you guys work together on a daily basis?
It's probably hard to do it in a short answer, but what's that? No thanks. Coach Fox. Obviously he's the head coach. Adam is kind of the head coach of the offense, if you will. And so you're dealing with Adam on the schemes and the X's and O's, and I'm dealing with Greg Knapp on my quarterback fundamentals. But Coach Fox has. It's his football philosophies that we're following. As far as situational play and whatnot, and so he and I always have conversations about kind of how he feels the defense might play us. He takes kind of me into the defensive minds of how they might try to stop this play or whatnot. He's got great experience as a being a defensive coordinator, and so those have always been conversations that I've gotten something out of. Yeah, he's just got great cover skills, great ball skills. He's a tremendous athlete. He's a smart player. You could always tell by when you played against him. He understood concepts and understood what you were trying to do possibly offensively. And he's a great technician as well. So, I played against Champ as a young player, and he's with the Redskins and, of course, many years here in Denver. And it's been great to practice against him. Every day for the past 2 years, the receivers get better, and the quarterback gets better as well.
Seattle, the toughest defense you're facing this year, safe to say, secondary especially.
Yeah, I'm just kind of starting to get to know them and preparing for them. So we played them in the preseason, so still kind of going through the preparation, trying to familiarize ourselves with the opponents. A lot of film to study, so just still trying to get to know them at this point, but. From what I've seen so far, it's certainly an excellent defense.
Their skill set and what they do.
Yeah, like I said, I'm still studying them. So I'm probably not ready to make any first impressions. I'm still getting to know them. Like I said, there's a lot to study, and I look forward to using that time to study them. Coach Fox, has had some guys that have some experience share some of their thoughts with other players. He's encouraged guys to ask questions or encourage guys that have some experience to share any thoughts or tips. We have had an opportunity to do that, to share some of those, whether it's from coaches or players or John Elway. So I think that's a good thing that Coach Fox set that up to. Help some guys, have an idea of kind of what they're getting into.
What lessons would you tell somebody?
Yeah.
This is media week and the hype and everything else. What would you tell
them? Yeah, what I told them was probably, what I told them in the team meeting and probably not to tell at the press conference. Yeah. So.
Speaking of tips, Peyton, how helpful has it been getting tips from Eli on some of the quirks on the wind at MetLife?
Haven't had those conversations. It's a fairly new stadium, so he probably, if you're playing the old one, it might have been a little different. But so I haven't had those conversations.
Hey, Eli said today he's going to try to alleviate the ticket burden. How helpful will that be?
Yeah, Eli and I have done that in the past. You try to help out, any way you can, and that's certainly a way that. I think I've been helpful to him, and he's been helpful to me the past two that I've played in, and he's helping me out again this year. So, yeah, you certainly appreciate that.
Eli also said that he felt like he really just cemented your legacy already, regardless of how this game goes. And do you appreciate your brother kind of defending you in that way?
I always appreciate my brother, and so I don't I didn't see, what he said, and I'm not sure he was defending me. So I think Eli pulls for me and I pull for him, and we've had a it's been neat having the relationship with him, both having the same job, you know, for these past 10 something years. You know, we have a lot that we can relate to, you know, a lot of situations that you both face, and I've always thought quarterbacks naturally kind of can share those thoughts, and if you have other buddies that are quarterbacks, when he's your brother, it's a pretty unique situation, and we've bounced a lot of ideas off of each other these past 10 years.
Hey, does the Super Bowl in New York add anything special to you?
The Super Bowl is always special, and no matter where it's played, so it's for a lot of our players, it's their first time playing in one. So I think the fact that it's in New York is, you know, certainly going to be special, but it's a big deal because we worked so hard to get to this point. Two teams that have worked hard and have really laid it on the line all season long to be here. So there is this is why you know, work hard all off season for this opportunity. So there's no question it's a big deal, and it is very special to be playing in this game.